Good morning, everyone. My name is Di Liang. I'm from Michigan State University. So today I'm going to talk about the seasonal dynamics of soil ammonia oxidizing bacteria, AOB, and ammonia oxidizing archaea, AOA, in response to nitrogen fertilization. So a little bit background here. So nitrification converts ammonia to nitrite and nitrate. And nitrate is readily dissolved in water and can be easily leached out. Nitrous oxide, as a byproduct, is emitted into the atmosphere in this process. So in soil, this results in environmental pollution and waste of fertilizer. So here's the equation of ammonium oxidation. You can see that ammonium is first oxidized into hydroxylamine by the AMO enzyme, then hydroxylamine is further oxidized into nitrite by HAO enzyme. So AOB, ammonia oxidizing bacteria, and AOA, ammonia oxidizing archaea, are the two main nitrifying taxa. So both AOA and AOB convert ammonium to nitrite and produce N2O. However, the relative importance and the significance of AOA versus AOB in nitrification in soil is largely unknown. And this picture here shows you that that's the first discovered AOA. So study objectives. So the questions we are asking is, what is the relative contribution of AOA and AOB to nitrification in a typical agricultural soil in regard to A, nitrate accumulation, B, to N2O production? The second question is, does this relative contribution vary seasonally? The third question is the relative contribution affected by nitrogen fertilization? So study size. So this experiment was conducted in the southwest Michigan, in the Kellogg Biological Station in KBS, which you can see in the map. So KBS is one of the 18 long-term agriculture research sites, LTAR. And in KBS, we have 1,000 millimeter annual precipitation and an annual average temperature of 10.1 Celsius. The soil in KBS is alfalfa soils, well-drained loam. Okay, so experimental design. So this experiment was conducted in our biofield cropping system experiment. As you can see here, we have two cropping systems, which is continuous corn and switchgrass. The corn in this map shows in the yellow color, and the switchgrass shows in the orange color. And so we have four field replicates for each of the cropping system. And each of the field replicates is 30 by 40 meters large. And in each of the field replicate, we have two subplots. One subplot receives normal nitrogen rate. The other subplot receives nothing. So in the corn, the subplot receives a nitrogen rate of 137 kilogram nitrogen per hectare. And for switchgrass, the subplot, the fertilized subplot, receives 56 kilogram nitrogen per hectare. And just for your information, for both of the control subplots and the fertilized subplot, they all have an area of 1.5 square meters. So soil sampling. So we have three sampling dates, which is late fall from November to December in 2015, and spring, which is April to May in 2016, and summer from June to August 2016. So for each of the sampling season, we took soil samples six times. So first of all, we took soil sample before fertilization. Then we took soil samples 1 day, 5 days, 13 days, 21 days, and 42 days after fertilization. So we did a nitrification potential study, which is the Arabic soil slurry on the shaker table method in 24 hours, which is Arabic incubation. And we took nitrite, nitrate, and N2O samples at 2 and 24 hours. Then we calculate accumulation in this 22 hours period of time. And to separate AOA from AOB, we use octane. So in our soils, we show that 4 micromole octane was sufficient to inhibit AOB in our soil, as you can see here in this graph. Okay, so results. The first question we want to answer, okay, the relative contribution of AOA and AOB to nitrate accumulation in different seasons. So here you can see that the x-axis here is the day of the year. The y-axis is the nitrate accumulation. And so for continuous core, you can see that in late fall of 2015, AOA and AOB kind of contribute equally to nitrification potential. However, as temperature gets higher, when we move to the spring and the summer of 2016, we see that AOB contribute for over 60% of nitrification potential. And then we see similar thing for switchgrass, which is in the lower part of this slide. We see that AOA and AOB contribute equally in the late fall of 2015 by like 50-50. However, in the spring and summer of 2016, AOB contribute to nitrification by over 70%. Then let's look at N2O emission in different seasons. So we also see very interesting stories here by in both corn, which is in the upper part, and in the switchgrass in the late fall, which is November to December of 2015, AO and AOB kind of contribute equally to the N2O production. However, when we move to spring and summer 2016, we see that for both corn and switchgrass, AOB totally dominate the N2O production by over 80%. What is really interesting is this graph here, the spring 2016, we can see that AOB contribute over 90% of the N2O. Okay, the second question we are asking is, so what is the, how does fertilization affect their relative contribution to nitrification? The first one is about nitrate accumulation. So this is the result of summer 2016. As you can see, x-axis is the date, and the y-axis is the ratio of fertilized subplot to the control subplot. So keep in mind, I have two subplots for each field replicate. One receives fertilizer, the other receives nothing. So this y-axis here, from 0x to 1 time, 2 times, 3 times, all the way to 6 times, means, so for example, 5 times, which means for either AOA or AOB, the nitrate in the fertilized subplot is 5 times higher than the control plot. Okay, so that makes sense. When you look at the first graph here in the corn, which is in the upper part, you can see that before fertilization, AO and AOB, they are very similar, both in control and fertilized subplot, which makes sense because we haven't added any fertilizer yet. Then we add the fertilizer, okay. And one day after fertilization, nothing really changed here. They're still pretty much like clumped together. However, 5 days, 13 days, 21 days, and all the way to 42 days after fertilization, we do see AOB was favored and contribute more to the nitrate accumulation. However, you see that AOA is very constant, which means fertilization doesn't affect AOA at all. And then, so this is in corn. Then let's look at the switchgrass, which is in the lower part of this slide. You can see that, okay, similar story here. AOA, okay, you see a high number here in the middle, but it's also associated with a very large error bar. So in general, we do see that AOA, which is in red, kind of constant after fertilization. But for AOB, which featured in the blue, we can also see that 5 days, 13 days, and 21 days after fertilization, AOB was favored to contribute more of the nitrate accumulation. Then let's look at N2O. So very interesting, we saw a similar story here. So before fertilization, AO and AOB are very close to each other before fertilization. So right after adding fertilizer, we see that both AOA, which is in red, and AOB, which is in blue, both produce more N2O. And then when we drop to 42 days, when the ammonia level gets lower, they all drop back down to the initial one-by-one line. And then when we look at switchgrass, we kind of saw a totally different story. In switchgrass, likewise, we do see some high number here, like this high AOA here, but it's like before, it features a very high error bar here. So in general, you can see that the green dots kind of still always around the one-by-one line, which means fertilization doesn't really change AOA. The same thing for AOB. AOB is also kind of constant in switchgrass. So this graph shows you that we see different response in corn and switchgrass system. In corn system, we see that fertilization promote both AO and AOB to produce more N2O. But that's not the case for switchgrass, which we don't see a promoting of the production of N2O. So conclusions here. First of all, we see that AOB were the main contributor to nitrate accumulation in spring and the summer. Well, in the late fall, AO and AOB contribute equally. Also, it would be dominate N2 emission by over 80% in spring and the summer in both corn and switchgrass ecosystems. And AOB, but not AOA, responded to fertilization in both corn and the switchgrass with respect to nitrate accumulation. However, for N2O, we see that both AOA and AOB responded to nitrogen fertilization in corn, but not in switchgrass system. Finally, we would like to thank NISF, Department of Energy, Great Lake Bioenergy Research Center, KBS LTR, and MSU Ag Bio Research for the funding support. And that's it, and happy to take questions. Thank you. Yeah, sure. So, I mean, bullet number 2 for here?
Yeah, I'm thinking, are they contradictory, or am I
missing something? Yeah, so the first two bullets, if we look at the seasonal variation of N2O or nitrate, so these are, the first two bullets is from the study in our control plot, which received no fertilizer. So we just look at the seasonal variance. Okay. For the last two, we look at both the control and the fertilized plot to see if the fertilization changes relative contribution in regard to N2O or nitrate accumulation. Do you think that makes sense? So here, it just shows that in different seasons in our control plot, it will be dominated N2O emission in spring and in summer. However, here, the last two bullet points is only the result in 2016 summer, which we compare the control plot with the fertilized plot. And we do see that the AOA, both AOA and AOB respond to fertilization and in regard to producing N2O.
Right. And these assays on N2O were actually done in your laboratory assays?
Yes.
Okay. Where you've added ammonia, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Not quite related, but I'm more curious about the second part of the nitrification step, the nitrite oxidation to nitrate. Are there archaea that oxidize nitrite?
I think it's mainly people think NOB, nitrite oxidizing bacteria, to do the second part of work. But yeah, we do see last year, we do see the paper, people show that NOB is able to finish the whole nitrification cycle by converting ammonium all the way to nitrate. I don't think AOA can oxidize nitrite, but I think it's mainly NOB.
I know that you didn't talk about it in your study, but do you have any information on whether the community of the AOB changes between the two?
Yeah, so we are still working on this part, and we kind of expected to see at least the difference in different seasons of the communities. Maybe next year I'll present that. Yeah, very good question. So for this shaker table method of nitrification study, is like very aerobic conditions, and you shake it in a very rapid conditions, which we tested with 10,000 Pascal acetylene. There's no denitrification in producing tool.